Good morning from the village of Sarsden in the Oxfordshire Cotswolds. It's rural England at its wits and best. Wildflowers in the meadows, trees in full leaf, and villagers gathering to witness a countryside tradition. We're here for the reopening of the 19th century Sarsden Sheepwash, and I'm told it could have been built by the father of English geology, William Smith, who worked on drainage and watercourses here in the village in the early 1800s. Cotswold sheep washes date back to Saxon times and were used in May to wash away the winter's mud before shearing the sheep. Clean wool was lighter to transport and made more money. The Sarsden sheep wash has been hidden for decades under trees and undergrowth, and we're here beside the Sars Brook for the first dunking of dirty sheep for decades. Well, let's take a look at the sheep wash in more detail. The Sars Brook is running towards a bridge that goes over the road, and just before you get to the arch of the bridge, the workmen in the early 19th century have built almost like a swimming pool out of Cotswold stone. It's a semicircle and deep enough for the sheep to get in to have a wash, and a ramp the other side for them to walk out and get dry in the fields. Well, the sheep wash is on the farm that belongs to Rupert and Amanda Ponsonby. Quite an exciting discovery, Rupert.
It is, because I think in the Cotswolds there are meant to be 271 sheep washes, but no one really knows they're there. And we didn't really know ours was there, because we knew about 25 years ago there's a structure in the stream with a bridge below it. And we thought it was a sheep wash, but we couldn't understand, because it's solid, how the poor old sheep could get out.
And what about you, Amanda?
Well, I first came across it when the children were little, and their favourite job was to walk down the brook, climb through the ruined old sluice gates, and paddle in what was left of the old sheep wash. And about 3 years ago, I think we read in the paper, you know, what should couples do to entertain themselves on a Sunday? And Rupert said, come on, we'll go and start clearing the overgrowth on the sheep wash. And we had a whole day of clearing back weeds and just cutting back the trees that had all self-seeded, and we realised that it had the escape route, as Rupert talked about, had been filled in, so we cleared round the roots of the tree, and when we got a digger in, helped by Trevor and Matt, who work on the farm, the roots all came out. We cut back other trees and we found the old ramp where the sheep would have come out.
So it's beautiful stone on either side, like a dry stone wall, and beautiful stone underneath as well. All done, it's ratcheted, so as the sheep walked up, he could actually have something to push against. So very, very clever.
Do you know who built it?
Well, the exciting thing in a way is that William Smith, who's the father of English geology, lived in the pub in the village, and he was around here doing watercourses in about 1820. So he would certainly been around working, and the dream is that he might have at least helped them remodel it and make it what it is today.
It must be quite moving in a way to unearth a piece of farming and countryside heritage.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. I mean, I'm involved in the little heritage centre in Churchill and Sarsden, and we've used the old disused church. And this year we've got a little exhibition on the restoration of the sheep wash, and it's brought together stories from all over the Cotswolds. You know, we've got the Cotswold Sheep Society here today. Sars Brook itself is the northern boundary of the Wychwood Forest, so we've got the Wychwood Forest people here today. We've got Graham Saunders, who still makes sheep hurdles. And
sheep hurdles being not for actually for hurdling sheep. Sheep hurdles keeping the poor old sheep in.
And what about you, Rupert, to unearth something so precious in countryside heritage?
It is. In a way, it's an absurd thing to do, because there's no money in it, and we've asked no one for any money to do it. We're nuts. But on the other hand, you could say that the whole area of the Cotswolds is built on sheep money, and all those wool merchants, because wool was what they were doing. They weren't interested in the meat, they were interested in wool. And they used to export the wool all the way from here to Italy, to Flanders, to all the weavers. So bizarre, you think now export is a thing of now, but actually even then they had those ships going away with wool, and incredibly valuable.
And will you be washing your sheep in your own sheep wash?
We'll be trying to use it again every year, because now if it works well today.
And I bet local people will bring their dogs to wash muddy dogs.
I think it's going to be a glorified dog wash, I agree. But it was
a village activity.
It was
wasn't
a village activity, yes. I think when it was sheep wash time, the children would all come down and it was something fun to see.
So they'd all sat on the bridge, dangling their legs over the bridge, shouting and yelling, and when a sheep got away, cheering. Oh, it'd be before Formula One was invented, before Chelsea and Manchester United, you would have had a sheep wash. Far more simpler, far cheaper too.
Well, the woolly Cotswold sheep are waiting for their bath. And Mark Connolly is here. He's the Land Management Officer for the Cotswolds Conservation Board. Mark, can you describe how the sheep wash works? We're looking at a bridge and a circular stone, almost like a swimming pool, aren't we?
We are indeed, and these things were created in watercourses or by springs deliberately to actually hold water back in the chamber for washing the sheep.
And how does it work? Just describe what would happen.
Well, the sheep would have been gathered on the side we're standing on at the moment, and they were literally being pushed in backwards. And you may have had two or three sheep in the wash pool at any one time. There's no chemicals involved. It's literally just using natural river water and the natural oils on the sheep to wash the fleece, having been out on the fields over the winter months. And they'd have been literally ducked under, using crooks to push them under the water. Normally, there would have been a timber or wooden bar across the exit ramp, we can see on the other side here, under which the sheep had to be ducked before being allowed out up the ramp.
And it's interesting to see, if we look beneath the murky water, it's almost like whoever built this built a proper stairway out of the wash.
Sheep washes like this are purpose-built for the particular job. So that's why you've got sort of a gathering area on one side and an exit ramp constructed on the other side as well.
And what is it like for you, somebody working in conservation, to see this beautiful restoration?
It's fantastic. And you know, we think about somewhere like the Cotswolds in terms of the wool churches and the grand country houses, but we tend to forget about these smaller, more workaday items, which are just an equally important part of the heritage of the Cotswolds and of the sheep industry.
The whole idea of sheep washes was to wash the lanolin, the grease, the oil and the dirt from the winter out of the fleece before they were sheared with hand clippers. Nowadays, modern sheep shearing equipment, they want the lanolin left in because that is a very valuable item that the wool board extract from the wool. And all you ladies have all got it on your face now, in your face creams, makeup, lipstick, eyeshadow. It's all got lanolin in. And that's very, very valuable to the wool board.
Steve Parks, who's an expert in Cotswold sheep, and he's brought along half a dozen of his Cotswold lions, the Cotswold sheep, famous for its wool. And he's going to take his sheep into the ancient sheep wash.
Just to clean her up. So that's why I brought some with no wool on at all. There are two that we'll put in a bit that are in what we call full wool, so you can see the length of the wool that they would have had on. Are we ready?
So here we go. Steve is persuading the sheep into the sheep wash. He's giving her a bit of a shove. She's a bit reluctant. And here she goes. She's not too worried about going in. Oh, she's in. She's into the sheep wash. This is a Cotswold lion, full fleeced, long hair, getting a good wash into the pool. Steve's keeping a good hold of her so she knows where to go into the pool. She's shaking her head and giving a bit of a shout, but the wool is getting a good soaking of Cotswold's water in this 19th century wash pool. It's amazing to see that enormous thick woolly fleece of the Cotswold sheep getting soaking wet. Imagine a lot of white dreadlocks getting a good wash at the hairdresser's. Steve's helping her now, leading her through the wash so that she knows where to find the steps to get out. And the steps are built out of Cotswold stone. And through she goes. So what did you think?
I thought it was absolutely wonderful, and I'm so glad there's somebody who can take the time to restore something like this. These things are lost forever if someone doesn't take the time to do this. Wonderful.